not for the pledge, but
hold on now. Okay.
I'll do another one. Well, good morning. The Suffolk County commissioners have called this special meeting so that we might discuss Suffolk County's participation in the hazard mitigation grant program in order to help the Hoback Ranches Service Improvement District mitigate the conditions they have as a result of the Roosevelt Fire. So before I get started, I would like to recognize and thank Senator Dan Dockstader for coming, Representative Jim Roscoe, and Representative Albert Summers. Thank you, guys. You know, there is some, or has been some, misunderstanding, misperception, I think, of the district's involvement as well as action or lack of action with regards to this hazard mitigation grant. We met on April 2nd, and as a result of that meeting, we were asked to sign some assurances with regards to this grant that we were had some concerns about being able to meet or be responsible for. When we first got involved in this process, the county filled out what's called an NOI or a notification of intent to apply for this grant, and I think that was towards the end of November last year. In that process, it was our intent that since Hoback Ranches was not qualified to apply for this grant, that we would apply for the grant and that they would be the party that would be the point of contact and would be responsible for the grant. Since that time, however, we were requested by folks, the federal folks, to sign off on various assurances saying that we would be responsible. Now, the grant process itself was different from the county standpoint in that we've had numerous grants that are passed through or, you know, that we do front the money and get reimbursed for. But in those situations, we have always been responsible for overseeing the project and doing the work. This was unusual in this instance, specific to the case, and so therefore questions arose as to how do we guarantee the assurances that we're being asked to make. So I do want to make it clear to the folks present, particularly the people in Hoback Ranches, that we have not denied the grant. We have not even had formal action or consideration of the grant, and hence that's the purpose of this meeting today, so that the commissioners can discuss the participation in this grant program. Now, we have looked at this and discussed possible actions or solutions with regard to the grant. Number one would be that we do not participate in the grant, and therefore the grant application would not go through. I don't think any of us think that's the best option to do. The second option, I suppose, would be if we were to enter into a memorandum of understanding with Hoback Ranches so that we would have assurances that they would be responsible if something went wrong with the work project. And that would be the concern for the taxpayers' money, because this is a grant from the federal government, which we supply the monies for, do the work, and then when it's successfully completed to their standards and their regulations, then we get reimbursed 75% of that grant. So as an option for solution to meet our concerns that we have for spending the taxpayers' money, I suppose that that would be one option to try to reach an MOU. The last option, and it's the option I think that would be the most prudent way to go about this, would be if the county commissioners would take over this grant application entirely. And that's what we're here today to discuss. Now, the discussion is going to be amongst the commissioners, so you're welcome to listen. We may or may not have comment later, but I want to open up to my fellow commissioners. I've just thrown out basically three options for considerations with the my selection, which of course would be for the county to take over the hazard mitigation grant project. So, commissioners?
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Alford.
I guess just to provide a little bit more background, at our last meeting, we thought we were going to probably take action to do whatever we needed to do to move forward with the grant. But at the last minute, Sheriff Lear came to us. Our civil attorney, Matt Gaffney, was there. And we, even that morning, our sheriff had been notified of some requirements that we would have to adhere to. And it was the first time we became aware. Up until that time, we were under the impression that we would simply be the person applying for the grant. The grant would, Hoback Ranches would be the grantee, and they would be responsible for everything. That was always our intent and our understanding. And we learned that it couldn't work that way. So as a result of that, we took no action. Then as a follow-up, Commissioner Burnett and I were in a meeting with the sheriff and with Matt Gaffney, with State Office of Homeland Security and FEMA, a telephone conference call with those folks. And we learned, number one, that the reason Hoback Ranches could not qualify for the grant is they had not been participating in a mitigation planning effort that is a routine effort in the county organized by our county emergency manager. And that had not happened, and because of that, they were ineligible to apply. And that was the first time that was made clear to me. But after the conversation with the State Office of Homeland Security, Senator Dockstetter was there as well, we learned that the engineering costs that would have to be associated with this grant were actually could be part of the grant. The administration costs, and we were aware that there was language from the beginning that would allow a percentage to be used for the cost of administration. But it became clear to us how this could operate, and as Commissioner Burnett, Chairman Burnett pointed out, it became clear to us that we had three options. One was to do nothing, which the grant would not go through. Two would be to negotiate some kind of management agreement with Hoback Ranches to where it would give our taxpayers security that if it wasn't done properly, then Hoback Ranches would agree to be on the hook and not get reimbursed. The third option was for the county to take over the grant, to be responsible for everything, and that way, if we would get reimbursed once we did everything properly. So I think that kind of, in my mind, is an accurate description. I know it implied in the paper, and I think we were, for the most part, under the impression after last week that, you know, we couldn't go there because of all these requirements. But since then, we learned how it could work. And so as a result of that, meeting that Commissioner Burnett and I participated in, then we scheduled this meeting today for all of us to have a public meeting, discuss our options, and decide what to do. And that's my recollection of how we got to where we are today. So, Mr. Chairman, that's how I interpreted everything. So,
thank you, Commissioner.
You were accurate in everything you said.
Yes. Anybody else have a comment?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, I think I would like to say in the number three, if we take over sole responsibility, which I at this point have absolutely no problems doing, but I want the taxpayers of the county to understand that if we assure sole financial responsibility for the mitigation grant, that money will come back to the county if we do it correctly.
That's correct.
We are not going to lose that money.
75%.
Except that percentage, absolutely. But I think that the taxpayers need to know that it's not, they're not going to be out this money if we do it correctly. It's going to be on our shoulders.
Okay.
I don't have any problem moving forward with option three of us taking over, and it creates a lot of security for everybody. On my behalf, that's where I would go.
Mr. Chairman, I have to agree with Commissioner Rawhauser and Bousman, but there is one thing that bothered me all along in this thing since I became aware of it, is the mitigation planning effort and why Hoback Ranchers weren't involved in it. Had they been involved in it, we wouldn't be sitting here today at this table, I don't believe. They would have been able to apply for the grant, and away they'd have went. So, I guess I'm in a quandary here as to why they weren't involved in the effort. My understanding is these opportunities arise every so often, so there would have been opportunity at some point in time for them to have been involved in it. So I guess if that question could be answered, then I'd feel a heck of a lot better in putting ourselves in the position that it appears that we're going to be.
Well, that's a valid concern, Commissioner Vickery, but I think the emphasis perhaps ought to be placed on moving forward and in the future. What can they do? Can they give us some sort of reassurances that they will pursue with becoming part of the hazard mitigation program? We can't undo the past, and what's done is done, but I would hope, and we've had these conversations, that moving forward, that the Hoback Ranch's Services Improvement District might look at that in the future. So, heaven forbid, if we ever had another situation like this, that you would be in a position to pursue with your own grant application. So, I don't know that for the purpose of this discussion, trying to go back and look what coulda, shoulda, woulda that wasn't, but rather look forward to if we do this, maybe getting some assurances from the Hoback Ranches District, Improvement District, that will be a goal of yours to move forward with applying to become part of the county mitigation program. Now, it's your prerogative, if you want to pursue that.
No, that's fine. I just think that if we're going to pursue this the way it looks like we're going to, that perhaps this should be one of the stipulations, is that we know they're going to make an effort to be involved in the future.
And we can have that discussion, we can have that commitment as far as trying to hold them to a contingent upon a motion we might make to move forward with this grant. I don't think that's going to be the situation, but I do think putting it out there publicly with the awareness and hopefully the verbal assurance that that would be what the district, the improvement district, would move towards would be satisfactory. Any more discussion?
Mr. Chairman, it might be if there's no more discussion amongst the commissioners, it might be a good time for Hoback Ranches to, if they have the, it's a district, and I realize not everybody's here, but if the people that are in control of that are here, if they can verbally commit to that, I think would help resolve Commissioner Vickery's concerns and mine as well.
Mr. Nemitz, would you like to comment towards that?
Happy to. I guess I would start, maybe to answer your question, Doug. I can basically say I've never heard of this grant before. Melinda Gibson showed up last fall after the fire. So obviously you can't participate in something you've never heard of. So there had been no awareness of anyone's part, to my knowledge. Now, obviously, we have this system that has a rotating board thing, and maybe somebody somewhere prior to my involvement had awareness, but I certainly had none. So that's the history. As far as the question going forward, sure, you bet. You know, obviously, there's clearly risks in the future, probably not fire in the immediate future, but road issues, the abutments, all that. And we would be delinquent if we were not involved. So it will become part of our management system or whatever the right terminology would be. We need to get plugged into this one.
Mr. Sumrall?
Mr. Chairman, I would just add too, again, I've already had conversations with Jim Mitchell about moving forward with the process, and he's pulling some paperwork. My understanding is it's a five-year program, five-year plan that we'll be renewing again in 2 years, or 3 years into this. And I wasn't on the board. I can't speak to, again, what's happened in the past, but Dave and I have already discussed as board members, current board members, that we will be moving forward and participating in that process with Jim Mitchell at the appropriate time.
Well, I'm satisfied with that response, commissioners.
I'm fine.
Okay. So, do we have any comments from our representatives, Senator Dockstetter, or Representative Roscoe, or Summers? Do you have anything that you'd like to add at this time, or questions you may have?
I just appreciate the fact that everybody's working to resolve the issues. So, you know, if we can help you at the state level with any of it, just let us know. We'll try to do that.
Okay.
I'll have to echo that, Senator. Thank you.
Okay. Senator Dockstetter?
This is, sounds like we're where we need to be now to have the funding and get some things done. Appreciate both sides working together. It sounds like we're there.
Okay. Well, we're almost there. So with that in mind, I think I would consider a motion to submit all necessary documentation to the Wyoming Department of Homeland Security to apply for the proposed grant under the Hazard Mitigation Grant Program.
So, Mr. Chairman.
Go ahead, Joel.
I move we, number one, submit all necessary documentation to the Wyoming Department of Homeland Security to apply for the Hazard Mitigation Grant Program. Number two, to assume sole financial responsibility for the grant. Number three, to oversee and administer all aspects of the grant. And number four, to designate the Sublette County Clerk as a point of contact for the grant.
Mr. Bousman, before we have a second on that, I would respectfully request that we take these motions one at a time, only because I feel obligated to recuse myself from the first two motions, but certainly want to be involved in the voting on the third and fourth motion.
Okay. I'm fine with that, Mr. Chairman. So my motion would simply be to submit all necessary documentation to the Wyoming Department of Homeland Security to apply for the proposed grant.
Second.
Okay. Seconded. I don't know who got there first.
Mac.
Okay. So we have a motion and a second to submit all the necessary documentation to Homeland Security for the proposed grant. Do we have any discussion?
Mr. Chairman, I don't think the timing of for this grant had been discussed, at least it hasn't here yet, and would appear to me the way things work with the grant process, this thing may not occur this year. It may be, in fact, next year before everything is in place. I mean, that needs to be a discussion so that the folks here aren't under the assumption that as soon as it dries up, things are going to happen.
Well, I think the leadership at Hoback Ranch is, in terms of the hard work that they have done up to this point, fully understand that process. But for a matter of record, we did have that conversation when we had that aforementioned meeting that Commissioner Bowsman referenced to. And most likely this grant, and this is the same thing Melinda Gibson said in November, most likely once this grant application is approved, it's going to take a minimum of 6 months for the process. So that, as you're stating, will not very likely at all, barring any rapid process, happen in this construction season. It will be next construction season. And this grant, for those of you, just for awareness, is for putting in new culverts on the road up at Hoback Ranches. So, yeah, the likelihood of that happening this construction season does not appear. It doesn't seem to be.
Mr. Chairman, just one further point. If, by chance, that grant is approved and everything is in place, there is a chance that they might get started on that in September, October, depending on the weather. But if that would be probably a slim possibility.
Yeah, those are slim.
It is a possibility. The other point I would make that I failed to bring up, I think we were all under the impression, including Hoback Ranches, that the drop-dead date for applying for this grant was April 1st. And that was another reason we thought, well, we're done. And since that time on that meeting that Commissioner Burnett and I had, we were explained by the Office of Homeland Security, explained to us that the April 1st deadline was a soft deadline, that the real deadline is May 1st. So we're still okay, which kind of made us feel a whole lot better when we heard that. So
that's correct. And actually, we had more leeway than that because with a letter of request, there was a good possibility that we could have got an extension on that time frame. But as Commissioner Bowsman said, the hard deadline of this grant application is May 1st. And if we finish business as anticipated this morning, we're certainly going to meet that deadline without any difficulty. Any other questions, comments? If not, I will call for the vote on the motion. All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 And I will recuse myself. Secondly, I'd like to get a motion for Sumlin County to assume the sole financial responsibilities for the HMP grant.
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion, comments? Well, this is for the commissioners, Mr. Wilson. So we'll Matt, we don't normally consider public comment on our motions. Can we make allowances? I don't know what if that's pertinent to the motion or not. Is it, Scholar?
It is, and it's quick, Doc.
Okay.
I just wondered if you guys had mentioned the amount of the grant today?
We haven't. And you got to quote me on the grant. I know what our match would be. But Carrie, do you have that number? It's
$562,000? Something like that.
Yeah, and our 25% match is in the neighborhood of
$142,000. Okay, thanks.
Okay. So, commissioners, if there's not any other questions, then I would call for the vote. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
And I will recuse myself on this one. Now, the third motion I would consider is for Sublette County to oversee and administer all aspects of the HPMG grant. If I could have a motion to that effect.
So moved, Mr. Chairman.
Okay.
Second.
Seconded. Now, is there any comment on that? I think Commissioner Rahauser, you made some comments concerning that or previously, and I think those centered around the fact that we do have the sole financial responsibility, with the understanding that if this project is completed according to regulations, that we will then be reimbursed 75% of this money from the federal government, from FEMA, in the grant process. So those monies will be coming back to the county.
And, Mr. Chairman, I think that there's been some misconception that the county commissioners have been remiss in doing whatever for the Hoback Ranches. And when we talked to the landfill the other day, we are pushing $650,000 that we have accepted free of charge to the landfill from the Hoback Ranches. And also the amount of money that has been set aside for the Hoback Ranches through the county, through our sales and things like that, which are no big deal. But the bottom line is, I don't believe that there's a lot of people that understand how much the county has already done. And there's still going to be more. As soon as the snow goes and the people that had the tragedy in the Hoback Ranches and lost their homes, they're still going to have to clear up. And we're still allowing them to come to the landfill and dump their C&D waste. So I just wanted that to people to understand that the county has been pretty forthcoming in giving whatever we can at this time. And hopefully this moves us forward even more so.
Any other comments? Mm-mm. I'll call for the question. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Okay. The last motion I need is for us to designate the Sublette County Clerk as a point of contact for the HMPG grant, if I could have a motion to that effect.
So moved, Mr. Chairman.
Second. Seconded by Commissioner Noble. Is there any questions on that? Mm-hmm. If not, I'll signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. So I guess with these motions, we have effectively not only taken care of business, but agreed to our participation in this grant process. We have no further business to conduct, but I would open it up if there's any public comment with regard to today's meeting or actions. Janice?
They mentioned they weren't aware of the mitigation program, and we have several special districts around the county, and so I would ask that perhaps they be given that same opportunity in case something were to come about in their district, so that they have those options as well.
And Sheriff, is that something that probably Jim Mitchell could probably facilitate and make them aware of that situation?
Yes.
Okay.
Just Mr. Nimitz. Thanks. Nobody likes having to have extra meetings and all that kind of thing. I'm appreciative that we were able to get this settled in a fashion that's going to help us all go forward and hopefully do what we need to get done.
Well, it's good to work together.
Yep.
If there's not any other comments, I consider a motion for adjournment.
So moved, Mr. Chairman.
Been moved and seconded. We adjourn. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Thank you for your attendance and participation.
Okay.
I'm coming back.
Okay. I'm not going anywhere.
Okay. Good goal with
everything.
Hey, Dave.
I want to just kind of follow up on the conversation. Hopefully it stays on your radar.
Billy's the one that came.
Get a chance to really know which
homes. I also want to get some info.
People are starting to drift back into the
basically,
want to make sure
if it turns out or
it's out,
In other words, they got paid for that, and yet they didn't have to pay it. I don't know if that's true or not.
Somebody
double dipping on the system. Yeah, that's. And I don't know if that happened. That was just brought up.
That kind of abuse is.
But you might ask your folks out.
Absolutely.
If they know
that.
We just got home on Tuesday. Oh, yeah. Thank you, sir. Y'all busy.